views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Now, Ask Dr. Love with psychotherapist, author, love and relationship expert, Dr. Jamie Turndorf. For expert advice on love and relationships, you can submit your questions online at AskDrLove.com or call 1-800-930-2819 during the live broadcast. You can also listen live and download the free show app at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Now here's Dr. Love.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and it's my pleasure to be with you again today. So I have a question for you. Do you long to experience real love and deep intimacy in your lifetime? Well, if you're looking for love, beginning a new relationship, or wanting to breathe new life into your long-standing relationship, the greatest key to life-changing intimacy has nothing to do with your looks, the size of your parts, your age, or even your life circumstances. The greatest key to love lies in your deepest authenticity. And I am going to be talking today with my really wonderful guest, Ken Page, LCSW, and he's going to explain to you that the very parts of you that you think need to be hidden in order to find love are actually the most powerful keys to finding and keeping real love. And they are also the keys to discovering your own personal greatness. So without further ado, I want to introduce you to Ken Page, LCSW. He's a renowned psychotherapist, a teacher, and author of the best-selling book, Deeper Dating, How to Drop the Games of Seduction and Discover the Power of Intimacy. And in this powerful book, you're going to discover what he calls our core gifts, the true keys to deep intimacy and personal greatness. And Ken's book offers a message of hope for single people backed by solid research. He's also the author of the popular Psychology Today blog, Finding Love, which has been read by millions worldwide. And he is the founder of Deeper Dating, a new generation of in-person and online meeting events for single people. Through his workshops, writing, and online events, he has touched the lives and hearts of countless single people. So let's say hello to Ken Page. Are you with me, Ken?
I am with you, Dr. Love.
I love having you. You know I do.
I love being here with you.
I do too. I mean, you were on my show, was it a year ago?
Maybe a year or a little bit more than
maybe
that.
Maybe more. And it was Love at First Soundbite.
It was.
Right.
I so appreciate working with people who kind of really can get the message that I'm trying to give. And I feel that from you so strongly.
Oh, totally. So tell everybody listening about your newest book and how your work came out of your own personal experience.
I'd love to. Well, my newest book is actually, it's also my only book, and it's the best-selling book called Deeper Dating, How to Drop the Games of Seduction and Discover the Power of Intimacy. And it just came out at the beginning of 2015, and it's just receiving a really wonderful response. And that book came out of, I would have to say, you know, when I started the book, I remember talking to a friend of mine who was a writing coach saying, this is like kind of mortifying because I believe in everything that I'm saying, but I'm still chronically single. And he said to me, he said, you know, Ken, don't worry. That will come in time. You still have a right to write this book. And I felt, yes, I do. I deeply believe in the principles I'm teaching, but it's a little odd that I'm still single. And this is kind of after decades of being what I called chronically single. And you know, in the course of living the teachings that I teach, I have had the magic of finding a relationship that I never dreamed that I could found.
You know, what you're saying is so inspiring because, you know, everybody thinks, oh, well, I can't find love if I don't fully love myself. But we're all in, we're in the process of becoming. We teach the things we need to learn, you know, so.
It's and so true.
You're becoming. And obviously, eventually, what you teach others, you incorporate it into your own life. And you did you recently form a relationship or it was not so recent anymore?
It's not so recent anymore. It's been 6 years. It's It's been 6 years. And I'll share a story about that that kind of captures the whole message of my journey and the message of my book. And this is the story. The story is that my whole life, the attributes that were now what I see as my core gifts, which included deep sensitivity and vulnerability, are resonating with life where painful things could just knock me down at the knees and good things could lift me up so profoundly. But growing up in a family of Holocaust survivors who, you know, my parents are amazing people, but from their experience, if you're too vulnerable, you get killed.
Right on. Right. That's what they learned.
And so you know, these qualities in mine, especially also being gay and being like a guy, you know, growing up in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, these were qualities that just didn't fit in. And so much of the suffering in my life was just feeling like I didn't fit in. And I would have to say that the bulk of my dating life was spent holding my stomach in, literally, because I felt like I was overweight.
Yeah.
And figuratively, because I felt like these soft qualities were just the most unattractive things in the world.
The soft underbelly, the psychic, emotional underbelly of you was something to be sucked in, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Suck in your gut, your emotional gut. I totally get it. And, you know, I swear, Ken, that the way you described your own alienation from yourself, your shame about your core gifts is a universal phenomenon. I think every kid feels the way you describe. And then we grow up feeling like grown up imposters, you know?
It's so true. It's so true. You know, and this is what... This was, I think, in my decades of being a therapist, the most powerful. It's like kind of like in the darkness, discovering a light. Mm-hmm. The most beautiful light that I have seen, and the most kind of amazing, is that again and again, when my clients come in, the places where they're hurt by life the most is where their greatest beauty lies.
Absolutely.
And again, it's in their finding that orphaned part of themselves that they thought they had to tuck away and learn to not only just accept it, but cherish it and lead with it like a torch. Mm-hmm. Their lives begin to really change.
And it is
it's
so
amazing.
It's so, so true. And it's so simple. Because the thing is, you know, it's like I was thinking about Chris Rock when he said, you know, when you go out on a date, you're not meeting that person. You're meeting his representative. Remember?
Yeah.
It's like, I got to hide who I am. And the thing is, you know, it's like my mother said to me after my husband left his body following the bee sting. She said, Jamie, you better not show any man, if you ever want to marry again, don't show your intelligence, don't show your brain. In fact, don't talk. So you don't threaten them. And so I said, well, when do I utter a word on their deathbeds? You know, I mean, at the day before the wedding, you know. So it's exactly what you're saying, that this feeling of shame because we were beaten down for the greatest, most authentic parts of ourselves. And then we have this sense of shame about the best part of ourselves. And
the best part of ourselves.
It's so sad. And then you go lead with this ideal self, which isn't your true self. And then you have a disconnect between, oh, now I fell in love with this illusion, not who you really are.
Yes. And the amazing thing about this is one of the kind of like the deep physics of attraction and dating that we never get taught. It's a really simple and incredibly powerful formula. Here's what it is. To the degree that we suppress those qualities, we're going to become sexually and romantically attracted to people who don't know how to treasure those qualities. They'll be the people who turn us on. And it's an amazing, amazing thing.
It's absolutely true. And, you know,
it is true.
It is exactly, you know, and it's like, also, the idea, if you loathe these parts of yourselves, you get back exactly. It's an instant mirroring of how you feel. If you don't love it, then the other person you attract is not going to love it. But if you love this about yourself, it just radiates out and you get an instant mirroring of your own acceptance of who you are.
And then you find that your dating life changes. And this
totally.
Is something that I've heard people say again and again as they've done this work. They say, Ken, I don't know what it is. I am meeting people where I trust them more. There's more depth. There's more kindness. There's more acceptance. How is this happening? And it's happening because we cannot force our attractions, but we can educate them. And the more we treasure those parts of ourselves, the more our whole search for love changes.
You know, it's interesting because, I mean, I shouldn't even bring this up. We have only a second before we have to go to break. But, you know, I talk in my first Hey Us book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, about how the old scars from childhood lead us to find partners who are going to replay for us the deepest and most painful old scars that we suffered. You know, and I have a shrink friend who said, Jamie, if a woman's a borderline, it's like I have a magnet for her. I'm attracted to her. My penis instantly stands at attention. I'm all hot and bothered, you know. And he said, do I have to force myself, you know, to be attracted to someone I'm not attracted to and date someone I'm not attracted to? Because I only pick people who torment me. So I want to talk about that with you a little bit when we come back, because I believe you have an idea about that topic too. So let me just take a brief break and we'll be back in a moment on Ask
Sure.
Dr. Love Radio.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance. On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you feel stuck with fear and anxiety? Have you tried everything to get rid of these emotions, but nothing seemed to work? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. My Breakthrough and Empowerment program has helped thousands of people to overcome fear and anxiety and build a new foundation of confidence and inner peace. Join me for my next Breakthrough video seminar and learn how you can transform your life in less than 3 months. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. AskDrLove.com is the web's premier relationship advice site since 1995. Visit AskDrLove.com to search thousands of Dr. Love's relationship advice columns or submit a question to her free advice column. Don't be shy. Dr. Turndorf wants to help you, so take advantage of this unique opportunity to get a personal answer from one of today's most respected experts. This show is for you, the listener, so if you have a question for her, call in during the live show broadcast or catch the archive show on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Now, back to Dr. Love.
Hello again, and welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm talking with my dear Ken Page, the author of this amazing new book called Deeper Dating, How to Drop the Games of Seduction and Discover the Power of Intimacy. So, Ken, before we took the break, I was talking about how the old scars we suffer in childhood lead us to choose partners who recreate our misery, you know, hoping that we're going to work it out this time. We're going to get blood from a stone and make the leopard change its spots and not be like the parent who let us down. So do you deal with this question?
Oh, very much so. You know, I think that the issue of attractions really drives the whole search for love. And the information that we get given about attraction is like, it's like it was written by a team of anxious adolescents. Don't do this. Do this. Play this game. Lead with this part of yourself. Yeah. And it's just, it's the deeper truth is so much richer. And, you know, it's very, and I'll just kind of finish my own personal story as the illustration of how this is true.
Uh-huh.
Because in my own kind of having to suppress these qualities of tenderness and vulnerability and a kind of goodness that almost was kind of too soft for the world, I felt, I found myself attracted to guys who were tougher than me. It was always the bad boys, you know, and this is my story as a gay person. It's you know, but it's a universal kind of theme. So I was attracted to the people who were tougher than me, who didn't feel in the way I did and who even degraded my sensitivity and kept trying to get them to love me. And as this journey continued, and as I learned that those tender parts of me were actually my portal to God, my portal to spirit, like the presence of my great, a part that could not be denied or it would be like an act of violence against myself. Mm-hmm. And as I began to treasure those parts of myself, lo and behold, almost automatically, I started meeting men who were kinder and more thoughtful. And little by little, I found myself attracted to them. It was like another world. And, you know, in my work with clients, I see this again and again. And people say to me, they say, Ken, does this really, what happened to me, does it really happen to people that there's such a sea change in their attractions? And I say, yes, it
does. As you heal. But also what you're doing is it's like you are focusing. Instead of saying, I'm going to keep on choosing lovers who are the embodiment of my critical parents who keep telling me it's horrible to be vulnerable and they are the voice of that injury. Instead, you did the personal work of saying, I'm embracing my vulnerability. And as a result of the shift you made to embrace your core gift, you instantly began looking for someone who was going to give you the happy ending, you know, the mirror back, the loving of the best part of you.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, it didn't happen that quick that I found my partner. It was like, you know, there's a journey, and that journey took a detour for me. And the detour was that when I was about 44 years old, I felt a calling to become a parent.
I thought you were going to say a priest, I swear to God.
Oh.
A parent. Okay.
A parent, a dad. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
but you know,
I began
that's healing for yourself too, as we know, right?
It was. Yes, you know, our love journeys are unique. They're really unique. So, as a single parent, I adopted my son from Cambodia as an infant, and this is the next link in the story. I was in a kind of situation with the woman who had matched me with my baby. The doctor who was the head of the orphanage. And I said to her, I said, Nancy, why did you choose this baby for me? This little infant David was in my arms sleeping. And she looked at me and she said, because you're a tender soul and so is he.
Mm.
Boom. The very quality that I had been trying to suppress is the quality that linked me to the son that God and Nancy brought me.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward years later, when I met my partner at an event for gay parents, and I met this partner, and my partner Greg is the embodiment of kindness and goodness. It is that quality of cherishing and holding that he has that is like the kind of essential quality that I've fallen in love with. So that quality that I had to hide and suppress has saved my life, has brought me my child and my partner and so much happiness. And what an amazing universal story that the part of ourselves we try to orphan is the part of ourselves that we finally find our happiness through.
And it is so beautiful, your story, because it is it is absolutely orchestrated, because by you orphaning this part of yourself, and then you adopted an orphan, and then you love, you give all that love and acceptance to this little orphan, which is like giving it to yourself, because we partially identify with our children. And as we nurture them, it feels as though we're giving it to ourselves. And that was really an essential part of the healing for you.
It was. It was.
Yeah.
It was much greater. And I know that you know this, Dr. Love, because it's been true of your life, is that we don't get from here to our soulmate. We get from here to our next message. And it's like something in our gut that says, this is where love is calling you. And then if we say yes to that, it brings us to the next thing. We don't get to orchestrate that, but it's kind of very magical. And that's the deeper journey to love.
I love the way you are allowing the connection between our union with a soulmate as really preordained or predestined. You know, you can think that you make it happen, and you can you think that you're forcing it, but there's a destiny that's written for you, and you're just sort of following along the current and allowing destiny to take you. You just do your own personal work and heal yourself and love yourself, and then just turn your palms up and let the current take you to the next magical thing that happens in this life, you know?
And that turning your palms up, that saying yes to the next message is not easy. For example, someone who's afraid of online dating. Well, maybe it's not right to do online dating, but maybe it is. But it's a scary next step. Or someone who's afraid to go on a date and really show their vulnerability, to tell their representative to step aside so that they can lead with who they are.
Wait, you didn't pronounce it right. It's representative, dude.
Yes, representative.
Representative. You know, speaking of dating and internet dating, actually, Ken, I never told you this, but for a brief while, people said to me, oh, you got to do, you know, internet dating because you live in the country, Jamie. Who are you going to meet? You know, cows, that's about it. So, you know, I did a little stint, and the result was it became a book that I wrote called Dr. Love's True Adventures in Online Dating. With the, you know, because it was just everybody recognized me from TV. So I was getting, you know, all kinds of crazy people, you know, just wanted free therapy, or, you know, it was ridiculous. But I got a question this morning, and the person asked me to run this question by you. He said that there's a woman who's 70 who's beautiful, wealthy, successful, and a widow, and she had tried to do internet dating, and she doesn't even get a wink or a like or anything. And he said, what do you say about deeper dating and authenticity for a woman in that kind of circumstance who's that much older and a widow? How does being authentic and tapping into your core gifts apply to her in the internet dating world?
I am so glad that you asked that question, because one of the audiences that has reached out to me the most is women who are a little bit older in a market where it's so difficult to find an available, decent guy, in all honesty, who's not looking for somebody 20 years younger than he is or 30 years younger than he is.
It's
really rough out there. And so I'm very glad to be asked that question, and I do have some very real answers. And here are the answers. The first part is, it doesn't make any sense to ignore the reality of what it's like out there in the numbers world and in the dating world for older women or people who have certain kind of like life circumstances that are particularly difficult for them, or who don't appear as instantly attractive in pictures. Now, that's all real. That is all real, and I think to pretend it's not is unkind. However, it is not the only reality. There are other realities at work. And I know this to be true after interviewing so many people for my book. And the other reality is this, and I believe this to my core. When we start leading with our gifts, when we start leading with our deepest self, a magic happens. I don't understand it. I don't know how it happens, but I know it does. And I know people who are paralyzed from the neck down, who after that paralysis have fallen in love with a life partner. I know people with the most extreme, I know people in their 90s who've fallen deeply in love. If this woman embraces her magic and follows it and trusts it and learns how to listen to her own guiding insights, all of which I teach in the course and in the book and in my online trainings that I do. If she does that, her own magic will begin to happen. And so, she is going to transcend the actuality of what the numbers look.
Yes, because the thing is, I know this to be so, that when you unzip your soul and you are emotionally naked in front of another person, it arouses the same intimacy and openness coming back at you. Because if you're willing to take that leap, I can feel safe to open up to you. Now we're having a really intimate exchange, and that's the soil of deep connection.
That is absolutely true. And, you know, in online dating, if you go to the big sites, the Match.coms, et cetera, and you're 70 years old, there will be less people who respond to you. But what I suggest when you do that is when you write your profile, you take a picture and use a picture that shows your soul. Not just that shows you as attractive, but a picture that your friends say, oh, that's you.
That is
that's
great.
You.
Ken, I hate to have to break, but we're going to come back in a second.
Sure.
Dr. Love Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. When we come from a place of need, we're really coming from fear that we won't have or get something dear to us. The irony is that we already are living without it. When we step into our authenticity, that's when we realize we don't have it anyway. So just the honesty of it is painful. But now, shift into the place where you know it's coming. Know it's there for you, and know it's part of your reality in the universe right now. Yes, there may be some tightness you feel in your field, but stay with it. That's just anxiety that it might not happen, and you're just getting your hopes up. Really? Whose voice is that? Learn more about how to be strong as you bravely step into your authentic living that is loaded with abundance. Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine, and go to my website at lesliefontaine.com.
In retirement, will you outlive your money? It's a common question for people approaching retirement, but it doesn't need to weigh on you. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you've yearned to get along better with your life partner or spouse, friends, family members, and even coworkers, Dr. Turndorf's Hay House book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, Dr. Love's 10 Simple Steps to Cooling Conflict and Rekindling Your Relationship, shows you how to turn conflict into connection for a lifetime of lasting love. Find out more about this book at AskDrLove.com. This is Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. This show is for you, the listener, and Dr. Love wants to hear from you. You can submit your questions at AskDrLove.com, or if you're listening in real time, you can speak to Dr. Turndorf live by calling 800-930-2819. To listen live and download the free show app, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com. All shows are archived at TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. Once again, here's Dr. Love.
Hi, and welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and I'm talking with my wonderful guest, Ken Page, the author of Deeper Dating, How to Drop the Games of Seduction and Discover the Power of Intimacy. So when we broke for the commercial, we were talking about what people who are doing internet dating can yes. do to be as authentic as possible. And you were saying, you know, put a picture up that shows your soul, right?
Yeah, a picture mm-hmm. where you glow, where the people who love you would look at that picture and say, yes, that's the you I love.
I think that's great.
And that's a corollary. You don't just look for just the attractive picture. You look for the picture that has your glow. And that's the corollary for your core gifts. And so what I would say to this 70-year-old woman, this beautiful and successful 70-year-old woman, what I would say is that you need to discover and treasure and put words on the parts that make you glow, your core gifts. And, you know, that was the mission of my book, was to teach people how to actually name and discover their core gifts and then lead with those in their search for love.
And so, in your profile, you would actually write a profile where you are describing in narrative form your core gifts. Without, like, you're not talking about too many personal things, like, oh, I have irritable bowel syndrome. No, we're talking about intimacy on an emotional soul level, right?
Yes, we're talking about not worrying so much about being witty, but just sharing who you are. Not oversharing, but sharing kind of. Somehow when you look at your profile, you don't think it's just cogent and succinct and witty, but you think, ah, yeah, this captures my soul, just like my picture does, these words do, because then you create a net for the right kind of person.
It's great.
Now, on a totally different level, another point that I want to make for anybody who's going to do internet dating is that in addition to these behemoth sites like Match.com, there are niche dating sites for almost anything you could think of. If you're a vegetarian, if you're a chef, if you like nature, if you like cities, there's going to be a niche dating site almost definitely for people who share your interests. Do the big dating sites, but look for the niche ones too, and create the same kind of profile. And if you date in that way, where you're leading with your soul, with who you really are, no matter what your age, no matter what your life circumstances, you will see changes happen. And there'll be changes that really give you hope.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And so, you know, I did an article for Bust Magazine where they asked me, you know, the secrets, you know, for how to write a profile that really matches who you are. And one of the things that I said in there, and I think you would agree, is that you want to use phrases that really indicate who you are. So instead
nice.
Of saying, I like animals, you would say, every Sunday I volunteer at an abandoned pet shelter. So that kind of description says who you are.
Beautiful.
By what you do, right?
By just taking these chunks out of the reality of your life and mm-hmm. sharing them, as opposed to just I like walks on the beach at sunset.
Exactly.
Yes, that's true.
Right. Too general. So there is one thing you say that everybody can discover their core gifts by asking themselves two powerful but simple questions. So what are those two questions?
Yes, you know, and I'm just going to say a bit about how I got to that. Because as I discovered this concept of core gifts and saw how absolutely revolutionary it is, not just for people seeking love, but kind of for everybody, and I began to write this book, I had to think, and I spent countless hours wrestling with how to simplify this, how to make it really simple to help people discover their core gifts in the places where they might feel the most insecure and the most vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And what I came to see is that there are two simple questions that we can ask ourselves that will guide us right onto the path of discovering our core gifts. So for everyone who's listening to this show, what I want to encourage each one of you to do, and it's an act of such kind of self-honoring. It's an adventure. This will take you on it'll open you up to a whole library of user's manuals about yourself. And here are what the two questions are. The two simple questions are these. And if you could, just take a couple days in this week, maybe even start right now, and just continually ask yourself these questions and just make some notes. In 2 days, you will learn so much. And the two questions are these. In your interactions with the world, what things hurt your heart the most, and what things fill your heart the most? Walk through your days. Notice what experiences kind of chip away at you in little ways or big mm-hmm. ways. And notice what experiences just fill you. When you know those two things, you will have kind of created a pathway to discover what your core gifts are, because our core gifts lie in the places we care the most, where life touches us the most deeply. And if you ask mm-hmm. yourself what kind of interactions fill your heart the most, you will learn about your path to joy. You will learn about your path to ecstasy and to the deepest meaning in your life. And when you ask yourself what things hurt you the most, you will begin to learn your toolkit for how to handle the minefields in your heart and in your life.
That is beautifully said. And then you're going to find out how being your true self is the key to finding true love. And you're giving people a very practical way to really discover themselves.
Absolutely.
What's so really wonderful is the way you reconstruct the wounded, painful parts of ourselves into this is the best part of you. Instead
Isn't
of feeling
amazing?
Shamed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm not shamed. This is who I am. If this hurts me and it touches me, it's because this is who I am at the deepest level, that this is not something I can abide.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, I had a woman come to me for therapy, and she came in and she said, you know, Ken, I am a strong, successful woman. I take care of myself in the world, and yet I've been in a relationship with someone for so many years who neglects me, who is unkind to me, who doesn't take care of me. Where am I so weak that I do this? So that was her kind of deepest wound, was that place that she experienced as weakness. But what we came to find is that in that wound was the deep, deep value of loyalty. She kept looking for that emotional loyalty from someone who couldn't give it to her, but she never stopped being loyal in that way herself. And when she began to find in the heart of what she thought was her weakness a strong sense of loyalty, her life began to change profoundly.
And the thing is, she was being loyal to someone who wasn't being loyal back.
Because she didn't know how to honor her gift of loyalty.
Right.
And when we don't know how to honor those gifts, that's when we get kicked around by life.
Right, because it's really, there's a kernel inside yourself of self-loathing around your core wound or core, it's a core wound or an old scar. But the minute you honor it, it becomes a core gift.
That's exactly right. Every one of our deepest wounds is a gift that was never loved into fullness. And so it remains
Absolutely.
Broken and disabled and hurting.
Yes. And then, of course, you find a partner who mirrors back that loathing that you feel for this part of yourself. You know, I had a patient.
The way that you do it, and the way that you do it, sorry for interrupting. I just
Go ahead.
It's so exciting, is that the way that you do it is you don't like that part of you, so you look for someone who doesn't have it. And the person who doesn't have it is
exactly sort of that's down. What happened with all those macho men, because what you're trying to do is you're hoping that by connecting with somebody who doesn't have these qualities you hate in yourself, you're thinking, well, maybe if I connect with you who's strong and macho, I'll pick up your qualities. But you don't pick up the other person's qualities. You just get loathing from that person for the qualities that he doesn't have and that you don't respect in yourself. Oh, that's a cluster F if you ever heard one.
You know it. And here's the formula for that. When we suppress one of our deepest gifts, our core gifts, it is actually an act of violence. It's an act of quiet violence. And we create a vacuum where our souls should be. And that vacuum, nature abhors a vacuum. That vacuum will always be filled by situations that end up being masochistic or sadistic. Mm-hmm.
You know, I always do tweets for every show, so I just want to give you one tweet.
Oh, maybe. Great.
So, love grows in the soil of authenticity and withers in the presence of emotional duplicity.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. And then allow your authentic self to shine through and you'll attract someone who loves the real you.
Oh, those are beautiful.
And let me see. One more. One more. Bring authenticity to heal and you'll find a love that's for real. I'm going to take a brief break and I'll be back with you in a moment on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you know how
how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you or someone you know has lost a loved one, Dr. Turndorf's best-selling Hay House book, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased, presents her groundbreaking new transdimensional grief therapy method, which offers the first vehicle in history for reconnecting and making peace with the deceased. Sign up for Dr. Love's free newsletter at AskDrLove.com and receive an exciting gift. A free excerpt of Love Never Dies. Now, back to Dr. Love.
Welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and I'm talking with psychotherapist, thought leader, brilliant guy, Ken Page, author of Deeper Dating. So, Ken, I wanted to ask you a little bit about sloppy spiritual practice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, so many people. What do you say when people say that they don't meditate? Usually what they say is, I can't do that. My mind will wander. And what I say to them is, my meditations are one of the absolute best part of my life. They're incredibly powerful and rich, and I can't concentrate. After 30 years of meditating regularly every day, my concentration sucks. I am
Absolutely.
Lousy at it. But my meditations are glorious because I've meditated horribly for decades. So
isn't that wonderful? That's so
is.
Great. But you are not alone, because from what I am told, some of the greatest mystics say that, you know, when they're trying to do, let's say, a thought counting meditation, where can I just count to five without a thought intruding? And they say it took them maybe 50 years to get there without their
yes.
thoughts wandering. The
yes.
monkey mind. The monkey mind.
The monkey mind.
Mind.
So, and, you know, here's the thing about that. It's just like the search for love. It's a bramble field. It's a field of brambles. It's complicated. It's confusing. It's unchartable. It's unnavigable in one way. And then in another way, it's really simple. And the way it's simple is, when you're meditating, you can have a million thoughts, but if you can somehow find a way to connect to your heart, your soul, and your gifts, the place where you feel the beating heart of your humanity, you're there. You don't have to do anything more. And that feeling of your own warmth of your humanity connected with any practice will take you somewhere. So if you meditate 5 minutes and 4 minutes and 50 seconds of it are just shopping lists and grievances, and that 10 seconds of that meditation are are a place where you feel this exquisite beauty of your heart, baby, you've done it. You are there, and your day is going to be different. And if you do it every day, your life is going to be different. We can just hold on to those moments of treasure in the practice.
So, you know, the thing is also, for so many of us who have been so wounded in our deformative years, that was a joke.
Love it.
That what happens is it's so hard to touch, to find that heart center and that love that we have for ourselves. And I think sometimes it can help if we sort of back into our self-love by meditating, by imagining we're sitting in the lap of God, or we're sitting in the lap of somebody who loved us. And so maybe through the connection with the other, it opens up the heart chakra.
I think that's really true. I think that's really true. You know, it's in whatever fills your heart. You know, my son, we meditate every day. You know, he might not want to, but it's kind of one of the rules of the house that we do that. And the thing that helps him connect to God the most deeply is the thought of our cat, just petting our cat.
Yes. Yes, because animals are total open vessels, as I say in Love Never Dies, open vessels to God and spirit. And so that connection of you thinking about hugging a cat or petting a cat or in any animal opens up your heart to love. And there is your heart chakra. There it is.
That
is so beautiful. See, now I see why your son calls you a psychotherapist.
Yes.
Because you make him meditate. You're such a meanie. Most
You're
dads,
exactly right.
You make them do the chores. No, you make him meditate. That's a riot. So
yes.
Now talk about the wave. You say it's the single greatest destroyer of healthy new love. So tell everybody
what
you mean about this and how to navigate the wave when it comes.
I'd love to because this is one of the practical tools that none of us get taught. And I know that it's why I was single for so many years. Here's what it is. It's when you meet somebody who is attractive to you and you date them. You get to know them and you find that they really like you and that they're available and that they're decent and they're consistent. And all of a sudden, you just want to get the hell away. You find a nose hair that just makes you cringe and you don't want to look at them. You start hating their laugh, or you find your sexual attraction just plummets, just disappears.
That's that tango where, you know, they step forward and you step back.
That's right. What is that line to the song? No matter how it starts, it ends the same. Someone's always doing someone more.
And there you go.
But then that's the wave. And, you know, I have asked very large rooms of people, how many of you have experienced this? And usually the majority of people raise their hand. And what happens is when you're dating someone and all of a sudden your sexual interest disappears, you feel like, well, they're not right for me. Or you feel like, well, I'm just defective. I can't love someone who's available. And then you feel like you have to get out of there because you don't want to be like pushing yourself to be sexual and romantic with someone who you have no feelings for. That's like the definition of torture. And then you also don't want to wait because you feel like it's unfair to the other person to have them stick around if you might not be interested at all. So what do we do then? We flee, or we find fault with that person and we just let the relationship deteriorate. But the truth is, when the wave hits, it probably is a sign that you've met someone available. It's a time to celebrate. But what most of us don't know is that the wave passes. Like, I know for me, this happened to me again and again and again, and I just wouldn't call the person back. I just wouldn't go on another date because what a horrible feeling, dating and having to be romantic with someone who you have no feelings for. And that's
Swallow your medicine.
Right. Swallow your medicine. That's right. You know, it's just torture, And I know that I spent really decades with this horrible sinking feeling that like all of these nice guys just somehow weren't right enough, or I wasn't right enough, until I learned an incredible lesson.
I only have 2 minutes, so I want to just warn you because I want everybody to hear your lesson, which is so important, and hear how to find you. So I'm letting you pace yourself.
Oh, you got it. Well, here's the lesson. It's a wave. And the secret about waves is waves pass. Your Great. Feelings will pass and your attraction will come back if you don't force yourself to do something. And now I'm going to say something for anybody who wants to learn more about my work, learn more about my book, join my mailing list, join my online course, which actually begins today, and my many other online teaching activities. Just go to deeperdating.com and sign up for my newsletter. And you'll be told about all of my teachings, trainings. You'll read tons of my articles and you'll learn information about how to find my book, and you'll receive a whole bunch of free content from me on the Wiser Search for Love.
That's wonderful. So everybody, when you set your true self in motion, remember you're going to find love as deep as the ocean. And Ken Page is the man to help get you there. He's going to help you navigate the wave and that whole ocean, that big romantic ocean out there.
So yes, I have a 10 session class beginning tonight. So go on to deeperdating.com sign right up.
Great. Ken, my door is always open to you, and we're going to just have you back again soon.
It's a joy to be here. Thanks, Dr. Love.
See you soon. See you next week on Ask Dr. Love Radio. Bye.
This has been Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. Visit Dr. Turndorf at AskDrLove.com and follow her on Twitter at AskDrLove and Facebook.com/AskDrLove.